There we go.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Conversation Nation. We still ain't done nothing about that name.
Conversation
Nation. We don't need no theme music yet. I am Larry. This is Nikki. Topics for today are going to be R. Kelly, of course. Kodak Black and Young M.A. and Cardi B. So we're going to go right into it. And let's talk about this motherfucker, R. Kelly. He's back in jail. Well, yeah, back in jail because he did go to jail the first time, even though he didn't stay there that long. He got a bunch of charges thrown at him. Do you think they'll stick?
Yes, he needed to stay in jail. He locked up and needs to stay locked up. There is no reason why he need his creeping ass out here on these streets, knowing damn well he looking at young girls. And he know it. Like, he know it and trying to be slick with it. Like, he literally went on TV trying to defend himself. And like, well, I can't help it. You are a grown ass man knowing that you look at young ass girls.
You can't help it.
Like, boy.
First of all, I don't think them charges are gonna stick. Second, his publicist had to be like going nuts. Like, you, in my opinion, he looked guilty. When he went on it, when he acted like that on that show. It's just like when Bill Cosby went, did that interview. I forget who he did the interview with. And they had the camera rolling on him when he didn't think the camera was rolling. And he was trying to get the guy to, like, not ask him any tough questions. Like, I'm looking at it on TV. And Bill Cosby leaning over and, you want to ask these tough questions like this, young man? Is that what you want to do? And I'm sitting at home like, yes. Yes, he does. Stop this asking him. Like, stop asking him that. Like,
you know, R.
Kelly went on there getting all emotional and stuff. He just looked like a child who was pretending to be upset over some wrongdoing toward him, but was really just upset he got caught. But I don't think anything's going to happen to him because he... I mean, all girls brainwashed. Like, there are still people walking around who feel like white people are just after R. Kelly because he's just another black man. They're just trying to tear down another prominent black figure in the black community. And I'm just like, no, man. This man, like,
I find it ridiculous on the fact that one, these 20-something-year-old girls are still brainwashed to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that he don't see, like, I don't know if he just playing dumb, because he know he's, like, I know he's trying to defend himself, but I know you can see that he's guilty, but are you pretending like you don't know niggas know already, or trying to show off like, oh, why am I doing this? They all love me. They want to fuck to me. I just, you know, I just hit on 12-year-olds and they, that's like that's like if a grown-ass man came to your little child and was like, well, she asked for it first. She's a little kid. I know that's not what she did. Her mind was not there at all, but...
That's money. I'm going to be honest with you. That's money. That's people. That's someone that's used to getting what they want. And like I said, it's money. He's used to getting what he wants. And what he wants is, let's be fair, not always little girls, but the vast majority of them are little girls. And
I would say not little girls, but weak-minded women, weak-minded females, and the large majority of weak-minded is young because they're impressionable. They don't know better. I would say. Like, if you're young, you don't know better.
I will go so far as to say, if you are a grown woman right now, and you still don't believe that what R. Kelly is doing, that what people are saying R. Kelly is doing is true, you're an idiot. Like, you are an idiot. Like, you are the dumbest person walking the earth. If you still, because there are people that still believe it. There are people that still believe it. Like, that. Like, I've seen people, like, and I've looked at links to different stories about him being arrested lately, and I'll go in the comments and look in the comments, and there's women in the comments like, you know, free R. Kelly, and, you know, ain't no evidence of any wrongdoing, and, like, you think all these parents is just saying that this man has their child, that they're just trying to get money from him? How would they get money?
I find that ridiculous how you can't believe people who are, like, I would understand, like, if it was, like, one or two people that wanted to just lie on somebody, but you got a whole army over here talking about his wrongdoing, and you'll be like, nah, he just want to smear his name. They just want to bring someone down. No.
The worst part about it is, like, when I watched the docuseries, there were people that were saying that, that the people that did the docuseries just wanted money out of it. Like, that's not the only docuseries they did. They did a bunch of them. On this one, they just turned their eyes, they turned their sights toward R. Kelly. Like,
yep.
Like, and they are getting paid. That's just like saying the police only arrest murders to get money. They get paid to do that. What the hell you mean?
That is it.
Of course they did.
It's like, oh, Natural Geographics are only watching animals to get paid. Well, that's kind of their job. That's kind of what they do.
Right. I don't know. But I don't think the charge is going to stick, because they're not going to find in on him. So, like, somebody is going to have some video. It's going to have to be video to get him in this, even though that didn't work the first damn time. It's going to have to be some video. He's going to have, like, he gonna have to say his name in the camera. He's going to have his driver's license in the camera. It's like the Dave Chappelle skit. Like, his mama going to have to be there and all that. Like, you're going he really going to have to snitch on himself to get caught. Because I think he done thought of everything to keep from getting caught.
I feel like one of the girls will have to at least come forward.
That's not going to be enough. Hell, a bunch of them came forward in the docuseries. Like, I'm pretty sure they went to the police, but you still got to have evidence. Like, you can go to the police right now and say somebody molested you or raped you or something like that, or had you held against you. That's the thing, though. He's not kidnapping none of them. That's just keeping him out of trouble. If he was taking them against their will, it would be one thing. But he's convincing them to go willingly. So in a court of law, all they got to do is go, oh, well, did he kidnap you? Did he force you to go? No, I went on my own. What law is being broken? There's no law being broken. Actually, I don't even think there's a law against brainwashing somebody. That's crazy. There was a
regular, so I'm pretty sure there's not.
Yeah, so I honestly don't. It's gonna take a whole lot of evidence pointing right at R. Kelly, and I don't think there is any. I don't think they're gonna have anything. If a videotape didn't get him the first time, ain't nothing gonna get him now. R. Kelly is a bona fide supervillain now. He's a supervillain. Batman needs to come from somewhere.
I was like, he up there with the Penguin and Joker.
he kind of is. He more on the R-rated side for Batman villains. Like, he got powers. He got the power to convince any woman 30 and younger to go to his house and live there forever.
Man, satisfy his sexual needs. This would not be happening if they were white. I'm just like, it's so upsetting because I'm like, if this was fucking little white Susie, that and a bunch of other white, you know, Betty, Becky, Sarah, Martha, all of them was getting brainwashed with this 40-year-old guy, it would be a whole riot.
And that I don't know. I wouldn't put it like that. It wouldn't happen with a black dude. It would happen with a white dude.
I feel like
it wouldn't happen with R. Kelly. Wouldn't be able to do it, but somebody else would.
Yeah, I'm like, R. Kelly would not be able to be doing any of this if those girls was white.
Yeah, Johnny Depp could probably do it. I could see Johnny Depp doing it.
I mean, I wouldn't mind going.
All right, next topic. Next topic is it's weird to me. So there's a rapper, for those of you that don't know, his name is Kodak Black, and he wants to have sex with another rapper. He has expressed his willingness to have sex with another rapper named Young M.A. And if you don't know, Young M.A. is a woman. She's a lesbian. She's a dyke. And she is pretty much, aside from probably her nether regions, she's pretty much a dude. She dressed like a dude, walked like a dude, talked like a dude, rapped like a dude. Not interested in men whatsoever, if you go by her lyrics. I don't know her private life, but if you go by her lyrics in her everyday life, she's not interested in guys at all, only interested in women. But yeah, he wants to have sex with her. And I think he's gay. I think he is a homosexual. Nothing wrong with that, but I just know he's somewhere like, no, I'm not gay.
I feel like...
And I'm somewhere else like, yes, you are.
I'm a play devil's advocate because I feel like it's not gay because we all know Young M.A. is a woman. We all know she is a woman. It hasn't changed. She's very much so a lesbian, but she's still a woman. I mean, maybe he has a thing for very, like, guyish women. People dress like women, dress like tomboys all the time. It doesn't take away.
I don't think that we'd be qualified as very guyish. Well, I think that's extreme. Like, first of all, if that's all it took, like, being gay is not just what you look like or what you have. People don't realize that. I'm not gay, but you can look at it and tell. If you pay attention, you can tell. If you got common sense, you can tell. Being gay is not just what you have or what you do with what you have. Like, it's in your head. Like, you a dude, like, it sounds strange, but let's say a dude goes to jail and he get raped by another dude in jail. Is he gay? No. I try to avoid saying this, but to me, it's all about, for a guy, it's about what makes your penis hard. It really is. Like, there are people that get aroused by all kinds of weird stuff. There are people that get aroused by feet. There are people that get aroused by cars. Like, if you get aroused by a woman and you're a man, then you're straight. In my mind, if you get aroused by a guy, then you're gay. But if you get aroused by a woman who identifies as a guy, dresses like a guy, talks like a guy, walks like a guy, got tattoos, well, the tattoos shit, it could be anybody, but pretty much her whole persona is a dude. He don't know her. They don't know each other personally.
All the way, mainly because even though she walks, and I wouldn't say she, because that's just how she talks. She's from New York. It's just how she talks. I wouldn't be like, oh, she talks like a dude. I'm like,
that's you from New York too.
Yeah, I'm from New York too. But
You don't
I'm
sound
like,
like me. Young MA voice almost deep as mine.
some
She talk
people's
about
voices are
using
deep.
strap-ons on women in her songs.
Hey, what she does in the bedroom, that's her
You would
private.
never catch her in a skirt or a dress. Like,
right. You's right about that. You's definitely right about that. I don't know. I feel like he trying to out of his circle, out of, I don't know. He thinking way out of the box. Like, if he's trying to transition to something or trying to say something about coming out the closet, Young M.A. is not the target you should go for.
He's either gay or he trying to drum up publicity. The same way that dumbass battle rapper Daylight, I think that's his name, got a spider tattoo on his face or something like that. The same way that dumbass tried to get publicity for himself when he said he wanted to have sex with T.I. because he thought he was cute.
I do remember that. I definitely do remember that. But it could be possibly a publicity stunt. And Yemi, I definitely think that Young M.A. is not going to even give him the time of day.
She already talked about it, and she was like, she pretty much, I'm gonna paraphrase everything she said and sum it up into a few words. She got on her Instagram Live and was talking about it, and she pretty much said, "I am a boy, Damon." Like, pretty much that's what she said. She said a whole lot of stuff, but she pretty much was just like, "I am a boy, Damon." It's because she got on there and was just like, "I'm not interested in guys. I'm not even gonna keep talking about this. I'm not interested in guys. I'm interested in women. Stop saying this."
The funny thing is, he's still saying it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I believe he just tried because he's done stuff like that before to try to get the attention on him. Like, he said he wanted to fight Lil Wayne one time. Like he said, he wanted to fight Lil Wayne. He got on. I think he was on his Instagram Live back then. And he got on his Instagram Live and he was just like, "Yeah, I want to fight Lil Wayne. I beat his ass." I'm pretty sure Wayne was somewhere looking at that, just laughing, like, "Nigga, what are you talking about?
Boy, you get your little ass somewhere."
Like, for what?
Like, just trying to get
publicity. That's it. Just trying to get publicity, trying to get eyes on him so that he can sell more records. Like, we talking about him right now. Somebody, we don't even get that many listeners, but someone who listens to our show is going to go and listen to his music or Young M.A.'s music or both of them to see what they sound like when they rap. To see what they rap about. I guarantee you. That's how publicity works. That's how they do it. It's like, I'm just gonna get in front of a bunch of cameras and a bunch of microphones and say something stupid.
Well, that's normally how it works. That's exactly how, what is it? That gay guy from freaking Empire wanted more publicity and get more money.
He did it the dumbest way.
Definitely try to get more money. I'm just saying. And he was on, did get a lot of publicity. Hey. And at least he's not locked up. He got a hell of a fine, but at least he's not locked up anymore.
Yeah. All right. Next topic. Yeah, we're going through these topics kind of quick. Cardi B.
Okay.
I actually got to be there. She got on a she was in an interview. And from what I have been told, just offered up some information that did not need to be said. But she pretty much just said that when she stripped, she used to go to guys' houses and drug them and then steal money from them, steal their wallets, steal their cars, whatever. I'm gonna let you go first. How do you feel about this?
Man, I am pro B. Like, I love Cardi. I love Cardi so much. That's my girl. And she need to do it. I mean, hey, she's been stripping, getting them dollars. And if that's what she needed to do to get them dollars, then shit. That's what she had to do. I mean, she didn't get locked up for it, thank goodness. but telling someone out loud, like, hey, you know, I drugged it. Shit. I was like, well, shit happened for you.
Okay, so let me tell you how I feel about this. If you're a grown-ass man, and you want to take a stripper home with you, because let's be real, because you think you're gonna have sex with this stripper. Because if you're not, then you're stupid. Because you anything you do at your house with a stripper that don't involve sex, you can do at the club. So if you're a grown ass man and you take this stripper home with you to have sex, and she end up drugging you. And taking your credit card, your wallet, all your valuables, shit like that. You deserve all that shit.
I was gonna say you deserve it. Honestly,
you actually lucky you're not dead, because sometimes in some places, some people will set you up like that. So you deserve that shit. Go get somebody's number and try to have sex the old fashioned way. That's your fault. That's what you get.
I'm just saying, you're trying to take a stripper home and don't expect for her to take your whole wallet. You either doing it willingly or unwillingly. Like this.
And I don't.
It's two ways of that.
And I don't condone stealing. I don't condone anybody stealing, whether it's a stripper or whatever. But no, like I don't feel like. For all these people trying to act like this something like a part of the Me Too shit, you stupid. I don't believe that it is, because it ain't like she raped him. She didn't rape him. She didn't assault him. She left the man alive. She left all of them alive. She didn't kill nobody. She stole his shit.
And no one said anything either. They were like, you know what?
They was probably married. It's probably why they didn't say anything. Because 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody that's in a relationship. No, 9 times out of 10, most of the guys that's doing it probably are probably married. And they get caught, and they don't want to tell the police or anything like that, because then their wives are going to find out. I got a story about this. I think I told you the story already, but I'll wait. If you want to hear it, I'll wait until after.
Do tell.
After we talk about this. But let's keep talking about this, though. yeah, but I don't feel bad for them guys. I don't. You should be lucky you're alive.
You should be extremely lucky you're alive. I didn't feel bad for the guys at all, because one, they were given money in the first place, and two, they took a stripper home thinking that, I don't know, at least it ended well of the fact of you being alive. That's the good part. And she was going to take your money anyway.
more than likely, if she in their house, one of those guys, depending on how many guys she did this to, one of them guys, she probably didn't want to have sex with them. One of them guys probably would have tried to forcibly have sex with her anyway. I'm just saying. I would say the same thing if it was a guy who was a male stripper and he went to a female house and he just stole, and all he did was take her money, and he didn't rape her or nothing like that, and he drugged her. I'd say the same thing. You should just be happy you're alive, because he could have did worse.
My question is, how she drugged him though? Like, to the fact they didn't know
It's a stripper. It's a nice looking woman, half naked or probably partially naked or completely naked in your house. She come to you with a drink. A dumbass guy is gonna be like, yeah, I'll take a drink.
Only guys would just be like, oh, you making drinks for me in my own house?
Oh, you brought drinks too? Okay, yeah.
Like, I feel like that would not go well. Like, if it was a woman and I brought
First
you
of all,
to
if
my
it
house,
was a woman, ain't no woman bringing no male stripper to her house. But let's go ahead and continue with the hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical, because I would not say no stripper. It would probably be a hotel room. Secondly, if I brought...
A woman wouldn't even do nothing with no male stripper unless he knew her personally. Every woman has about 5 or 6 guys in like her waiting room ready for something. Ready for her to call him like, hey, I'm kind of horny right now. You wanna go have sex? They waiting on that. She don't need no male stripper for that.
I mean, not every woman can automatically be like, oh, I have 10 or 12.
Not every woman, but the vast majority.
Vast majority. And we're not talking about
the vast majority.
We're talking about these few, just like these few males that got drunk. But back to my hypothetical. If I came home with this stripper, damn right, I'm probably making the drink. If you come up to me with a drink, I'm not drinking it. I'd be like, first of all, you telling me you a guest and you just freely go in my fridge like you've been here before?
She probably brought something to drink. She probably brought something with her.
Even that, I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. Y'all already have that in your head. Like, that's already taught to you. When you first start going out, it's your clubs and bars and stuff. Hey, don't drink anything anybody give you. You know what I'm saying? If you got a drink, put your hand. If you ain't paying attention to your drink, put your hand over it. You know what I'm saying? So, when nobody drop nothing in there. Guys, ain't nobody trying to drug us. We ain't paying no attention to that shit. I have never held my hand over my drink. I done had women buy me drinks. I inhale that shit and go right over to them.
Oh, God.
Ain't nobody trying to drug me. Who's trying to drug me? Then you got to carry my heavy ass out of your car. Ain't nobody doing that.
The benefits of male.
So we don't think about that. So that sounds like something. When I first heard about it, and somebody else was like, how the fuck you get, somebody else was sitting next to me was like, how the fuck you get drugged as a guy? Like, how does that happen? And I'm like,
easy.
Easy as hell.
Easy, because y'all don't pay attention to no signs. Y'all don't be like, this is weird. This stripper brought drinks out of her bag.
Because we don't get taught that because it never happens to us, on top of the fact that we dumb as hell. We dumb as hell. We don't put two and two together. Like, oh, you got a drink. Oh, I ain't gonna lie to you. I wouldn't drink the whole thing, but I would have thought about it after like 2 or 3 sips. I'd be like, wait a minute.
It would have been too late. You would have been already...
She bring drinks for? I've been drinking at the bar all night. I don't need no drink.
I feel like that scenario is hilarious. And whoever, like, I wish I was that guy's best friend or I knew that guy. This way I could hear this story. I can tell him, like, how did that happen? Like, did she have a stripper bag and just out of the blue brought drinks? And you wasn't like, why she got drinks? You're just like, it's cool.
Right.
Like, bro, what are you doing? Oh my, I'm like, we need to arrange this. Like, why are you bringing drinks to my house? Like, I could never have someone come to my house and just like pop up with drinks, like they were ready, already in glass and everything.
Not a stranger. Not a stranger. Because really, that's a stranger in your house.
Definitely not a stripper.
Somebody I know. Somebody I know, that's a given. Like, if I have a fire something at my house, or if I invite somebody to my house and they bring drinks, I'm like, okay, you brought drinks. But a stranger?
That's like me bringing someone from the club and they just pop up with drinks. I'm like, whoa.
Here, have a drink. Like, right no. now. Just drink it. Drink it right now.
Like,
hurry up.
I feel like the red flags number one. Like, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, why are you forcibly getting, why are you looking at me while I'm trying to drink this? Like, it'd be like, I'm trying to make sure you drink all of it. Come on, drink all of it.
Why I gotta drink all of it? I can't. Oh, God. That's bad. That's so dumb. Some guys, I'm gonna say that. Pop, this way I can leave you out the mix. Oh, some guys.
No, you don't necessarily leave me out of it.
you have your some dumb moments, but
hey, guys, thank you. So,
yeah, they're so dumb. Oh my God. just stupid. My goodness.
I wouldn't, but see, that's another thing too. I tried to talk to strippers before. So I wouldn't even bring no stripper home. I'm not taking no stripper home. Every stripper I've ever tried to talk to, they all they want to do, like, this is when during the time when I worked at Walgreens, and there was a strip club right across the street. And so they would come in there sometime and, like, put, like, all the $1 bills that they got. It'd be, like, $400 in one night. And they'll come in there and count them all out and be like, yeah, I'm going to put this on a Green Dot card. And they'll... And I ask them for their number or whatever. Every one of them, all they do is try to get me to come back to the club to spend money. Man, I don't need your number for that. I could have just went in there if that's what I wanted.
But I know when you work, shit.
Yeah. You could have just declined and be like, nah, that's cool. I don't want your number. I want to give you my number, but you come in the club sometimes.
You can meet me at the club, though.
Yeah. But they're the fool guys like that, because once again, we dumb as hell. They're the fool guys like that, and had guys thinking that that's their girl, like that's my girlfriend. Well, where's she working? Oh, she working at Simon's up the street. at the strip club.
Boy, that's a bad girl. If you,
hey, come on, man. Like, I had one try to get me to come in the club. I had another one try to get me to, she just hit me up one day and told me she needed money for her rent. I said, how much you need? She said, $400. Oh, I should hang the phone up on your ass. What the hell? $400? I don't know what kind of idiot. Like, you must think I need to go in the mirror and figure out what's written on my forehead, because you think I'm an idiot or something.
That shit said dumb dummy.
Like, I just met you 5 days ago. you talking about you need $400. Good luck with that.
It's time for you to hit the bank.
Yeah. Like, ain't you a stripper? Just go to work.
And then more like, oh, what time is it? Time for you to get on that pole.
Yeah. Like, y'all have been on vacation, ain't you? You need $400.
Like, nah, we ain't got. Wait, we don't got time to give that money.
Going up to Sammy's and clock in. Pretty sure you made that in like 20 minutes. Go on up there.
You better twerk that booty hard for that dollar.
That shit was crazy, though. I'm like, you a stripper. I should be asking you for money. Like.
No, but I know a lot of strippers that be dumb with their money. Like, I don't know if they just don't know what to do with their money, that they just wasteful spend it. Like, they just spend that shit like they don't care, but they still live in the projects with roaches and not living good, but got, like, Gucci and Prada bags.
Sound like they ain't drugged the right people. That's what it sound like.
Well, she was also a rapper, so
she made it, okay.
She made it big that way.
It was dancing to her own songs. Okay.
Yep. I mean, if you make it big to the part where you could dance to your own song, shit, I would. If I made a song that I could twerk to, I'd be twerking to that shit all night. Every time I come on, I'd be like, hey, what? This is my track. This is my track. I'm the biggest promoter. What?
All right. So, story time with Larry.
Story time.
All right. So, once again, I think you've heard this story already, but this is during the time when I worked at Walgreens. So these two are not strippers, but you'll hear about, you'll hear in the story how this relates to the Cardi B story. So I'm at work, just me and my manager at work overnight. So it's like 2:30 in the morning, something like that, and these two girls come in, black girl and a white girl. They come in, get a few little knickknacks, some lotion, and like soda, orange juice, stuff like that. It costs like, what, $13, something like that. Mm-hmm. And our policy in the store is that if you use credit card, we don't ask you for ID unless it's $25 or more. So it was like $13. So they used the credit card, they swiped it, went through. It was already bagged up and on the counter. They never picked the bags. It was like, okay, stay right there. Hold on, we'll be right back. They went around the store picking up everything. I mean, cases of beer, makeup, perfume, body wash, deodorant, all kinds of stuff. They bring it out to the register. I scan all of it. It's like over $200.
What?
So they go to use the credit card again. They go to use the credit card again, and I have to ask them for ID. So I asked them for ID. So she get ready to pull her ID out. I'm like, oh, okay. So she got her ID with her. She gave me the card and the ID. The black girl gave me the stuff now. Immediately, I recognized a white face on the ID. She already knows that it's not that I'm gonna look at it and I'm gonna go, oh, this is not you. So the ID said it had a white dude on it with some glasses, and the name on it said Malcolm Smith. That was the actual name, I'm not making that name up. It was a white dude named Malcolm. So she was like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. He's sleep in the hotel next door, and he gave me his card and stuff to come in and get this stuff. Like, the car was his and the ID was his, but he wasn't there. So I was like, okay, he's gonna have to be here for you to get all this stuff. Like, I understand the card is his and the ID is his, but you know, he still gotta be here. So she was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna leave this stuff right here. I'm gonna go get them and come right back. I said, okay. So they both leave. My manager came up and he was like, they ain't coming back. He literally walked right up to me and said, yo, put all this stuff back up. They're not coming back. I put all the stuff back. So I continued working. An hour went by. They didn't come back. So I was like, okay, yeah, maybe you were right. They're not coming back. So I hit the door open. I go to the front, and a white dude just walked in. And this white dude looked familiar. I'm like, where have I seen him before? And it hit me, that's the dude that was on the ID. So I'm like, oh, maybe he decided to come pick up all the stuff. And they probably out in the car or something. So I go to the front, I call my manager up front. And I say, hey, that dude look familiar? He was like, who is that? I said, that's the guy, the girl who was on the ID the girl was using. Like, that was his stuff. Same, he got the same glasses on and everything. He was like, oh, okay. So he stayed up there. I think he knew what was about to happen. He stayed up there. So the guy asked me where the pistachios were. I tell him where they at. He go around, he get them. He come back to the front. He got a bottle of water and some pistachios. That's all he got. He didn't ask me about anything else. So I scanned those two. I said, that's all for you? He said, yeah. I said, you sure? He was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. So like, all right. It's totally $7.61. So he reached and get his wallet. He's just searching his wallet. Like, what the fuck? Where is
my wallet?
Like, where's my wallet? Oh my goodness. So I was like, you looking for your he wasn't looking for his wallet, he was looking for his debit card, for his credit card. So you looking for your credit card? He was like, yeah. I was like, why don't you check in there and see if your ID in there too? He was like, you know what? As a matter of fact, I don't see where my ID is either. And then my manager was like, is your name Malcolm Smith? He's like, how the fuck do you know my name? I was like, I think you got, bro. Because the hotel that she was talking about, that she said he was sleeping at, is called USA Lodge. No, it's called Homewood Lodge, because that area is called Homewood. And the hotel is called Homewood Lodge. And when I first started working over there, everybody told me that hotel is known to have a bunch of prostitutes in it. That's where they go. When they get guys and take them somewhere that has sex with them, they go to Homewood Lodge. So I knew once she said, oh, he at Homewood Lodge, I was like, oh, shit. Y'all prostitute.
He tried to get got.
So I was like, yeah, bro, you probably got, man, because some women, a black girl and a white girl came in here earlier and had your credit card and your ID. And he was like, shit, fuck. Like, they must have taken it while I was asleep. I was like, oh, so you were actually asleep. Oh, okay. You didn't completely lie. So my manager helped him out. He was like, man, you can use our phone. And he had his cell phone with him. But he was like, you can stay here on the inside. It was cold outside. He was like, you can stay here on the inside and you can call the police and call the cues. Like, if I was you, I'd go ahead and call the credit card company right now because they're going around trying to buy stuff. They tried to buy $200 worth of stuff in here. So they probably going somewhere else to try to get a bunch of stuff now. And he was like, yeah. So he called the credit card company in the store and then he called the police and then he walked outside. So I'm just working. Like, all right, he outside. He waiting on the police to come. They probably going to come in here and ask me what they look like or whatever. And I hear the door open again. And I hear the walkie-talkie from the police. I'm like, okay, they go to the police right there. So I go up, manager come up, we talking to the police. We talking to them for about 10 minutes. He asked me all the stuff you think he would ask, you know, what it looked like, what happened. And he was like, okay, well, now where's the victim at? It was like, what you mean? Like, he was like, where's the guy whose car it was? I was like, he's outside. You didn't see him when he came in? He was like, ain't nobody out there. I ran outside, nobody there. But the dude took off. So in our minds, he was probably married and he probably realized, oh, if I done told the police and the credit card company, my wife gonna end up finding out. Let me get the fuck out of here.
So, he was like that. I don't need any
Like, that's why I'm not like not only do you, he didn't even get drugged. He just went to sleep. So you just had sex with two prostitutes and you just gonna go to sleep, like two strangers in a room with you. You just gonna go to sleep. You that comfortable around them? You just gonna go to sleep? Really?
I'm just telling you, men are stupid. They're just dumb. Like, they don't care. When I tell you they don't care, I'm like, these are complete strangers. And I can tell you, 9 out of 10 men who do this done fell asleep with prostitutes or with complete strangers that they met. And was like, yep, it's perfectly fine. What are you talking about? This is a normal thing. And you're like, I'm pretty sure if they told a best friend or some people that has common sense, just a little knowledge of the fact of they're being completely retarded. Yeah. But I told you, bro, what the hell? Like, why the fuck would could you fall asleep with someone you don't know? Not only could they just have drugged you, they could have fucking killed you. You would have had just your throat slit, not even knowing why.
It's crazy, man. People stupid. People stupid as hell, man. All right. So, I'm going to let that be the show for today. A relatively short one, 45 and a half minutes. That's my fault. I got to stop taking long breaks between shows.
It's all his
doing
fault.
Shows more often. It is. It really is. I'm not even. I take the blame for it. We're gonna start a. I'm not even gonna wait for a bunch of listeners. We're gonna go ahead and start a fan page. I'm gonna start a fan page for the show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So the fan page is gonna have the same name, Conversation Nation. It's in Conversation Nation with Larry and Nikki, pretty much. Until we change the name. When we change the name, you'll know.
Hopefully we'll start, video broadcasting and doing it weekly or bi-weekly.
Yeah, we can still do Instagram or Facebook. I'd rather do Facebook video broadcast, and we can talk about stuff on there. It'll be a little less planned out. Like, it'll be more like we just get on there and just talk about what happened that day or whatever people want to talk about.
About to make up a freaking Instagram or Conversation Nation.
If I do I don't know about an Instagram. I'd rather do Facebook. Because it invites more. Facebook invites more conversation. Instagram is about pictures.
So?
You can run the Instagram one there. I'll run the Facebook one.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then we can do the video chat in the Facebook one.
Yeah, you're right.
Can't do that in the Instagram. Well, we can, Britt.
Can.
Like
you
I
can
said, still... it invites more conversation in Facebook. Facebook invites more conversation.
You just get it, the IG. It's cool. I'll start it up and we'll
okay.
And I'll be the head of that.
Yeah. So everybody that asks me, like, hey, what's going on? Why you only doing it? Why you only doing why you don't do it every week, or why so much time between broadcasts and all that stuff? Cause I went to a friend the wedding of a friend of mine this past weekend, and everybody was asking me, like, why it takes so long for you to put out the next episode? Y'all should be the first ones that join the fan page.
I'm just saying, I'm gonna post every week. I'll make sure there's gonna be a thing posted. I'm gonna make sure that Instagram I'm post. Like, look at him, Larry Merchant, back at it again, trying to be in my talk about he's sick or something. I'll let y'all know.
My whole name. You'll use my whole name like that.
You've been using government. Stop it. Episode 1. Using governments. Don't pull that on me.
Alright, but we're gonna do it though. But that's going to be the show for tonight. And as always, I invite everybody to, when I post it on Facebook, just comment. If you want, comment, talk about it, let us know how you feel, if you feel differently than how we feel about any one of these subjects. If you're on Anchor, which is how we broadcast this on here, then send me a message on Anchor and let me know. We'll probably feature you on the next show. And if your opinion is different from ours, or if it's a point of view that we didn't look at or anything like that, so.
Or you just want to tell me that my voice sounds pretty, I appreciate it too.
Yeah. But thank you and good night.
Night.